Hello and welcome everyone to the 25th edition of the MechHead Podcast. Yes, the Big 2-5. And yes, the Big 2-5. We got a good amount of stuff to talk about, so let's get straight to it with the Mech of the Week, the Caesar. This is one of my favorite designs of all time, one of the few good ones from the 3050 book, a few real good ones. With this one, I'm going to do this a little bit differently, start of a new thing that I'm trying out, that I'm calling the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So you can kind of guess what I was going to be, so let's get around to it. The Good. This thing has great firepower, an ERPBC, a Gauss rifle, and 4 main pulse lasers, with 2 of them reader mounted, means that no matter what, at any range, this thing can cause some major damage. And he even mounts case, even though it's really need to, and it's got good armor for its size. The bad thing is that it does have an XL engine, but the trade-off isn't too bad normally. Like, normally, I don't really like mechs with XLs, but with this, you get such a great trade-off. All the extra firepower, it's really not too bad. Now, the ugly, which this will be just all the variants. I think this would make a great mech for the clans to 2C. Actually, a mercenaries group, the Avanti's Angels from the book Double Blind, did that with the Caesar, all clan weapons. Made it. You could also, as I said before, go clan tech, or you could swap out the Gauss rifle for some type of AC-20, or light Gauss, or a heavy Gauss by maybe dropping the ER large laser, the medium laser or something. Also, you could put a RAC-5 in there, and that'll save you some weight too. Or, really, if you want to, you can go level 1 of this bad boy, put an AC-20 instead of the Gauss rifle, take out the MPLs for medium lasers. They'll save you at least 4 tons, so you don't have to find 4 more tons from somewhere else to save enough weight to get you a standard engine. And you're saving a lot of heat because the ERPBC is now in regular PBC, so you save 5 heat there, so it really wouldn't be that bad of a level 1 design. Just a little bit skimpy on long-range firepower, but good overall, I'd say. So, you know, good for a periphery nation or something. And now on to the contest. I was very, very saddened by the number of entries sent in. There were no entries sent in for to be co-host or Dark Ages reporter, but there was someone, one person, sent in to be the resident expert, and that person is Ghost0402, so congratulations, Ghost. You're now my resident expert. I will see you, whenever you want to, so email me, man. Now on to MechHead News. Just a short MechHead News right now. The Battle Blog, a weekly or monthly kind of little short blog post by Randall Bills that pops up on the ClassicBattletech.com website every once in a while. And I'll link to that on the blog so you can check that out. I read it. It was pretty interesting. And now, a new segment, MechHead Lab. This is where tell you about what's new stuff we have come down the pipeline, kind of like the segment from last week, Things to Come, but just a little bit more regular, and this will be weekly and such too. First of all, we have pictures. After this, I'll be posting several pictures of 3D art that I've made using my made-up mech design. Some of them be a mech, but most of them will be vehicles, because vehicles are much easier to build in the form that I use. And also, please check out the new blog. That place is, I'm really wanting to transition over it because it just has so many more advantages over the old site. And so just check that page more often. All the new stuff, all the big stuff will be happening on that website. Not the old one, but this new one. It's at wars128.wordpress.com. So check it out, guys. Tell me what you think of it. I'm trying to make it as great as it can be. It's a blog and a website in one, so I really, really like that. And now on to chats. I have been thinking about it. It'd be kind of cool to have something like Battle Chat that the ClassicBattletech.com site has that they do once a month. They host a moderated chat. You can talk with the Battletech higher-ups and just ask some questions. So I was thinking it'd be really cool if I could set a time during the week. It's like maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks or something. That y'all could just IM me for about an hour or so and just leave me comments or suggestions. Or just if you want to ask me a question, just do that. So I'll be announcing that sometime soon. So look out for that. And I have both Yahoo and AIM. I'll probably be on both of them at the same time. So yeah. But welcome to IM me. And also, yet again, I'm thinking about getting a forum. Most of y'all, well, some of y'all who were around before I stopped doing this for about 6 months may remember that I tried to do a forum back then. But unfortunately, there wasn't really much response to it. Nobody really joined, which I was really kind of sad about. So I really want to do one, but I'm thinking, would I have enough support from y'all? That's the main question. Or should I just start a thread and say the classicbattletech.com message board? Either one of those ways, so yeah. Either one of those work for me, so just let me know what you think. Y'all are the ones who I'm doing this for. If you don't like it, I won't keep it. And I'm planning on putting some more new stuff out, stuff that I really can't talk about, so there might be a delay in getting the next podcast out. I really don't know, but I'll do my best to try to get it out. And, well, thank you for listening. I invite y'all to check out all the websites, send me an email, all the stuff's in the show notes, and may all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody! This is a new little thing that I'm incorporating. For those of you who listen to the entire song, at the very end of this will be a little thing. I got it from another show, but I think it's cool. I think you'll like it too. See y'all next time. Adios.